What's going on, everybody? This is Nico, and you are listening to yet another edition of your favorite podcast in the whole wide world. It's the Nico Show for Monday, December 21st, 2020. Hey, happy holidays. Consider this the Festivus edition of the Nico Show because it is time to air some grievances. Don't think I'm going to do a holiday show this year because not really in the Yuletide mood. Not really in the spirit of the season these days. It's the end of 2020. We are 10 days away from the new year. 10 days. All we had to do was get through 10 more days of the most cursed year of my lifetime, perhaps the most cursed year in the history of this country. 10 days! I can smell 2021 around the corner. I can literally taste it. I can hear the ball drop. I can hear Ryan Seacrest declaring with joy and jubilation, Happy New Year! I was ready to pop the champagne. Sing Oddland song or whatever the hell that song is about old acquaintances being forgot. 10 days. And this, perhaps the biggest blow of the year. No. Definitely the biggest blow of the year. I gave this some thought. I slept on it. I stewed on it. Jogged the old noggin. I was thinking back. Yesterday was the worst day of my life. That's it. I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. I've never had a family death. I've never had a bodily injury. I've never had a moment of heartbreak worse than the one that I endured yesterday. In fact, it felt like all three. Heartbreak, death, injury, all in one. Wrapped up in a massive bundle of misery. What happened yesterday? What was that? Adam Gase? What was that, Sam Darnold? What was that, Sean McVay? What was that, Joe Douglas? What was that, Jared Goff? What was that, Marcus May? What the hell? You know, here's the worst part of it. I wake up today, we're 10 days away from the new year, December 21st, 4 days away from Christmas. It's supposed to be the spirit of giving and good times and good tidings to you wherever you are, right? It's what the song says. I have so much hate in my heart this morning. I have so much hate. And now is not the time to hate your fellow man. But I hate so many of them this morning. I hate Adam Gase for being the worst coach in the history of New York sports, perhaps the worst in the history of professional sports. I hate Sean McVay, supposed golden child of the NFL, next great head coach, offensive guru, quarterback whisperer. Gets embarrassed by Bill Belichick 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. Gets embarrassed by a 42-year-old quarterback and Julian Edelman. And then yesterday gets embarrassed by Adam Gase and Sam Darnold. I hate Aaron Donald for having one hit on the quarterback yesterday. 4 tackles in total. Greatest defensive player of his generation. So I've been told. God, what are you doing on 3rd and 4? It's a long field goal, I understand. Long field goal. You don't trust your kicker, Matt Gay, whatever the hell his name is. 55-yarder, I understand you want to get the first down. You run a wheel route with Cam Akers 20 yards down the field, and then you run another wheel route with Gerald Everett? The tight end? You have 2 all-world receivers, Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp? You run a wheel route? You need 4 yards against the Jets? You run a wheel route with Cam Akers. What is going on? Last time I played Madden, I called better plays than that on 3rd and 4. Are you serious? And I run wheel routes every play because I can't read a defense to save my life. You're running a wheel route with the rookie that can't catch the ball? You're throwing 30 yards down the field to Gerald Everett. He's covered by the only competent player on the Jets defense. You're throwing in Marcus May's direction yesterday. What's the matter with you? Sean McVay. What? Golden boy, my ass. Wheel route to Cam Akers on third down. And then you run the same play on fourth with the tight end against the all-pro safety. My God, if I was on defense yesterday, if it was me, my little sister, Nick and Adam from Why Is This a Thing, Rob from 2 Cents Radio, if we were the 11 players on defense and Marcus May was dropped back at safety, they would still be throwing it at Gerald Everett. They'd still be throwing it in Marcus May's direction. Guy made the play of his life yesterday. I hate Joe Douglas for not benching these fools. Just lie. Tank. You know you want to. We're all on the same page here. Lose. Every Jet fan in America wanted you to lose yesterday. We were doing so well. Why can't Joe Douglas call down to his buddy Adam Gase, his close friend Adam Gase? Apparently these two are pals. It's the only reason why Joe Douglas chose the Jets in the first place. Because Adam Gase is his boy. Has been defending him all year. Hey, just got word, Marcus May has hemorrhoids. Sorry, I just got a note passed on my desk. Dr. Cosmo Kramer says Marcus May not cleared to play on account of hemorrhoids. Sorry, I don't make the rules. Turns out Sam Darnold has mono again. Third time, can you imagine? Just lie. Sit your damn players. This is what I don't understand, man. Yesterday, I'm fairly certain, it's definitely the worst day of my life, worst moment of my life, all that stuff. I've had a short life, though. There's plenty of time. Worst moment of my life. There wasn't a single member of the Jet fan base that wanted the Jets to win yesterday, and they did. This is unlike any heartbreaking loss that's ever happened in professional sports. This is a unique situation to the New York Jets for a number of reasons. First of all, one of the five biggest upsets in the history of professional football by Vegas' standards. 17-point underdog on the road. Greatest defense in football, supposedly. It's what I've been hearing for weeks. Greatest defense in football. The LA Rams were on the road, East Coast to West. We traveled through 4 time zones. 17-point dog. The only recent upset that's even in that stratosphere is last year, Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots week 17. That was, I believe, a 17.5-point line, depending where you bet it. Other than that, you have the Baltimore Colts over the New England Patriots in September of 1978. And wouldn't you know it, Super Bowl III, the New York Jets over the Baltimore Colts, plus 18. We begin... Joe Namath, most iconic New York Jet of all time, greatest Jet quarterback of all time, wins Super Bowl III as an 18-point dog. And this week, with the future Joe Namath sitting right in front of us in our lap on Christmas morning, stowed away under the tree, wrapped up with a little bow on top, it's in your home. He's here. Trevor Lawrence is here. Now we decide to pull the second biggest upset in the history of the franchise. However, this time it's not for a Super Bowl. It's to lose the next 15 Super Bowls. That's what we did. We went from winning a Super Bowl as an 18-point dog to losing 15 Super Bowls as a 17-point dog. You can't make this shit up. That is a level of incompetence and disgracefulness that only the New York Jets are capable of. There is no other franchise in the world as sad and pathetic as this team. I know nothing about college football, guys. I know absolutely nothing. I've watched maybe 5 Trevor Lawrence games in my life, including like the championship games and whatnot, and I think 3 Justin Fields games. And in 2 of them, he was terrible. Last year against Clemson in the college playoff, he got embarrassed by Trevor Lawrence there. And then just this week, 3 days ago, almost loses at Northwestern. He was terrible that game. If there was not like an all-world performance from his running back in that game, they would have lost the Big Ten championship and they'd be out of the playoff. Now, my buddy Mike, who's the biggest Ohio State homer you'll ever meet, has been raving about Justin Fields for 2 years now. Raving. Just boasting about his arm talent. He's so accurate, pocket awareness, whatever. On paper, he's this great quarterback prospect. Could be better than Trevor Lawrence on paper. I don't want to hear about your paper. I don't want to see your paper. I shred your paper up. I've seen the two of them play. I've seen them play against one another. One stinks. Maybe one day he'll be good. Maybe like his fundamentals, his arm strength, his speed, whatever. Maybe that will carry him over the edge. Fine. What I have not heard about Justin Fields, aside from my idiot homer friend, is that he is up there as a quarterback prospect with Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, and John Elway. Those are the 3 comparisons I've heard for 2 years from both not only Clemson fans, but draft experts, analysts, journalists, coaches, other players. I've heard 3 names thrown around with Trevor Lawrence. Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, John Elway. Those are your 3 comps. I haven't heard Marcus Mariota. I haven't heard Philip Rivers. I haven't heard Doug Flutie. I've heard Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, John Elway. 3 of the most talented human beings to ever play that position. That's Trevor Lawrence. For weeks now, the Jets can't possibly screw Trevor Lawrence up. Their team might stink. They may have the worst offensive line in football. They may not be able to pass block. They may not be able to establish a running game. Their defense may continue to be porous. Their coach may continue to be the worst coach in the history of the sport. But they're not going to screw Trevor Lawrence up. He's just too good. He's just too good. He was right there for the taking. The Jacksonville Jaguars. By the way, they're not free of blame here. Jacksonville wins week 1 against the Colts, which is their playoff team, the Colts. They could win the division. They've secured a wild card spot. The Colts are a good team. The Colts are a playoff team, perhaps an AFC contender, if not a Super Bowl contender. The Jacksonville Jaguars win week 1 and have gone 0-12 since. Doug Marrone is not free of blame here. Gardner Minshew is not free of blame here. Mike Glennon is not free of blame here. James Robinson is not free of blame here. What the hell? You can't win one game. One stinking game. They competed with Minnesota. They competed with Houston. One game. Let me pull up the Jacksonville Jaguars record for a second. I'm not even going to begin to discuss the tiebreaker when it comes to draft order. I'll save that one for another day. Like, the NFL also, a lot of hatred in my heart for them this morning. Jacksonville, they got demolished by the Ravens, got demolished by the Titans. They lost by 3 points in overtime to the Vikings. They lost by 2 to Cleveland. They lost by 4 to the Packers in Green Bay. They lost by 2 to the Texans. Like, these are competitive losses. These are competitive games. They lost by 3 to the Titans in week 2 on the road. Can you win one stinking game? We traded all our players away. We cut Le'Veon Bell. CJ Mosley isn't playing this season. We traded Jamal Adams out of town. Oh my God. I have so much hate in my heart. I do. And it's not going to heal. It's not going to heal for a very long time. I cannot begin to describe the anguish that I felt yesterday after the Jets lost out on the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. I'm going to remember this. My tenure as a New York Jet fan has been a short one. However, it has felt much longer than it's actually been. I've been through two losses in AFC championship games. I've been through a missed playoff run in 2016. Ryan Fitzpatrick throws four picks against the Buffalo Bills in week 17. I've lived through Mark Sanchez. I've lived through Geno Smith. I've lived through Ryan Fitzpatrick, and now I've lived through Sam Darnold. Lived through Josh McCown, as a matter of fact. Go figure. I lived through 2 days of Joe Flacco. And I've lived through some horrible coaches. I've lived through Rex Ryan. I've lived through Todd Bowles. And now I've lived through Adam Gase, who, honestly, guys, may be the worst coach to ever coach in the National Football League. I'm not sure my high school would be better with him as their coach. I'm not sure any local high school in the greater New York area would take Adam Gase as their athletic director. Like, I don't think he's competent enough to schedule games for 14-year-olds to compete in. Like, that's how incompetent Adam Gase is. And just yesterday, he decides, we're going to come up with a brilliant offensive scheme against the best defense in football. Oh, my God. My friends were over yesterday. I was in the fantasy football semifinals, in two different leagues. I lost both of them. We then... we're watching the Rams-Jets game. My brother, my friend Alex, and I decided, you know what? They're losing. They're down by, what, 17? We got to hop on the live line here. We bet the live line. The Rams work it up. We had 6-1 on that bet. A wonderful bet. A wonderful moment to be a Jets fan. Another blown loss. Something that apparently only Greg Williams is capable of doing. We lost that bet. I lost two fantasy leagues. And I lost Trevor Lawrence. There has never been a day of greater loss in my life. This is it. This is the lowest of the low. This is the bottom. And if there was ever a time to jump ship, if there was ever a time to cease my Jets fandom, today would be the day. And I'm not. And I don't know why I keep doing this to myself. I don't know why I'm such a glutton for punishment. This is heartbreak that no man should have to endure. And I do it every year. Goodness gracious. We fired the wrong coach. We fired the wrong coach. Greg Williams blitzes 7, cover 0 on a Hail Mary. We lost to the Oakland Raiders 2 weeks ago. And you know what the Jets do? They fire him. Why? It's the only man that apparently was in on the plan. He's the only man that actually did what the New York Jet fans wanted him to do. This is what I don't get, man. Your entire franchise rests on this loss. Your entire fan base wants you to lose the game. It's the worst win in the history of the NFL. Why are you competing? What are we doing? What is this charade? Tanking should be so easy in football. You have Sam Darnold as your quarterback. I understand tanking's not as easy in baseball. It's not as easy. Actually, it's pretty easy in baseball. It's not as easy in the NBA. Like, it's hard to miss shots. As long as, like, your players are on the court and they are playing basketball. Like, you can play basketball half speed and still win games. I don't understand how you can play football at half speed and win the game. You have to play your absolute darndest. in order to scrape by and win. That was a beatdown yesterday. The Rams blew it. They choked. Like the losers that they are, they choked. And they're going to choke again. And it's going to hurt someone else's franchise. It's not going to even hurt them. It's going to hurt someone else's franchise. You're going for the division. Seattle is within sniffing distance. Aaron Donald had one hit on the quarterback. You want a wheel route? What is that play call? I hate the Jets. I hate Adam Gase. I hate Sam Darnold. I hate Joe Douglas. I hate the Jacksonville Jaguars. I hate Mike Glennon. I hate Gardner Minshew. I hate Doug Marrone. I hate the Rams. I hate Sean McVay. I hate Aaron Donald. I hate Jared Goff. I hate Cam Akers, who also cost me a fantasy league yesterday, but we're not going to get into that. I hate Gerald Everett. I hate Marcus May. I hate my parents for making me Jet fans. I hate my parents that I was ever born. I hate myself for buying into this stupid franchise. I hate the National Football League for their tiebreak rules. I hate the National Football League for even playing a goddamn season this year. I hate the year 2020 for obvious reasons, but I don't hate it as much as I hate all those fools. Anyway, we're not done talking the Jets. We're not done. Guys, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. I don't even know. Like, I'm empty and I'm broken. I'm empty. I didn't sleep last night. I did not know what to say yesterday. I threw a couple things, obviously. You know, I almost knocked over my Christmas tree. I almost broke a few ornaments, but like, whatever. That's par for the course when the Jets do something stupid. But I was really speechless. I was stupefied. And everyone that was watching the game with me was amused and also a little concerned for my sanity and well-being. And they should be. They should be. All the texts and the phone calls that I've received over the last 24 hours, thank you for checking in, but there is nothing that you can do. There's nothing that can be done. This is my bed that I made, and now I must lay in it. And God, that was horrendous. That was so bad. I don't even know. Do we draft Justin Fields? I guess not. I mean, trade the pick. I don't know. Let's run it back with Sam Darnold again, who stinks. Sam Darnold stinks. You heard me on this podcast 3 years ago. I have given Sam Darnold a fair shake. God, I was ecstatic when we drafted Sam Darnold 3 years ago. One of the great days of my life. No, he stinks. There's nothing that can be done. Maybe like if he goes to the Steelers with a good offensive line and a good running game and Mike Tomlin, or maybe he goes to the Colts, again, good offensive line, Jonathan Taylor, young running back, good defense. Maybe he can be like a game manager. He can make a couple plays. He can enter quarterback rehab. Maybe he backs up for the Saints a couple years. Is the heir apparent to Drew Brees? Maybe. But his future in New York is over. So I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know what I want them to do. I don't. I guess trade the pick down and get a bunch of firsts and continue to build and hope that a once-in-a-generation quarterback talent falls into your lap over the next 3 years. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. we're going to take a break, and when we come back, my dad is going to sit across the table from me and give his thoughts. Here he is, the biggest Jet fan of my life besides me, Marco DiGregorio, here on the podcast. All right, I want to know if this is the worst Jets moment of your life.
Well, when you put it in perspective of worst day, I've been a fan since I was 8 years old.
Yes.
So that's 52 years.
But you saw a Super Bowl in that time.
I did.
Yeah.
In January of 69, I didn't turn 9 yet. I was thinking about it, as a matter of fact, today. I was not quite 9, and that was a highlight of my Jet fandom.
8 years old.
8 years old.
You would turn 9 in 4 months.
Yes. And the hero, the child hero, the transcendent Joe Namath.
Yes.
He's the reason I became a sports fan, right? And after, and that was, and after that,
yeah.
Somehow, some way, if I never got to that feeling ever again. Now, when you're 8 years old, what's the competition? I got football for Christmas.
I don't remember what I was doing at 8.
Right. So it's
what was I doing at 8?
It wasn't as important then as certainly it is now. Maybe I should learn that lesson that it shouldn't be as important.
Well, it certainly feels a lot more important in hindsight.
If I knew then that it was that important, maybe I would have cherished it.
Sure.
But now that I'm facing possible therapy over this
therapy
loss. I mean,
death.
I was.
What do you mean, therapy?
Death might be easy. I think, right? I think dying, if I had a stroke because of that third down and 7 conversion to a 48 and 49 old running back and a quarterback that
Frank Gore does it
that sees me. That sees ghosts when he plays.
Yeah.
But certainly he didn't see
and
a ghost.
He's had mono, I think, 3 times since he signed with us.
He's had mono, tuberculosis, polio. Not quite the
he's
same time.
He's the only guy that hasn't got the polio vaccine.
He's the only guy.
He's the only person in the world with polio.
Where was he when he was 9 years old, where his parents didn't take him to get to,
no shot.
To his pediatrician for
no.
his chicken pox?
Smallpox.
Measles.
Yeah, mumps.
I'm telling you, next year, if he's a starting quarterback, first week, measles. I know he'll be out for 30 days. Once again, will be that. I mean, that's what it's how. I mean, being a Jet fan, I'm telling you, trauma in my life.
What I can't get over is how bad he was yesterday, too. Like, I mean, he had, a decent completion percentage, but did he have like any pass over 30 yards?
When
was there any throw that wasn't to a wide open Jamison Crowder in the slot? That was every play.
Well, Frank Gore was wide open too, and he shouldn't have been, but he was.
Right.
He's a check down.
Yes, the 45-year-old.
Is he 45? Is he 45? Because I remember when I was 8 years old, yeah. I remember he was a running back then. So I mean.
He's our best player in about 15 years.
He's our best
player. He's our best offensive weapon in about 15 years.
So being a Jet, I mean, I can't compare it to. I mean, I've had relationship breakups that were easier to deal with.
I mean, obviously.
Easier. Left no scar tissue.
It's a relief often.
Freedom, right?
Yeah, exactly. What is this? This is servitude. This is slavery.
This is more slavery, right?
Yes.
I thought the papers were being filed for my freedom, right?
We were ready. Yes.
2 weeks away, Lincoln was ready to sign, right? He was.
Okay,
he
maybe
was.
It's not that bad.
He was. 2 weeks.
Let's say the prison sentence was about to.
Okay.
I was out in 2 weeks, and all of a sudden I'm in for 5 more years on bad behavior.
Because they found something.
Yeah. The parole had been withdrawn.
Right. So this is like Shawshank Redemption.
We were right there.
Right?
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Maybe
we were good. We were good for 14 weeks. We did what we were supposed to do.
And all the only requirement was just keep being the Jets.
That's it.
That was the only requirement. There was no other we weren't reaching for something that we couldn't achieve. The right. bar was so low. Yeah. Just continue being who you are.
Yes.
And we couldn't. 17 point underdog. You talk about everything lining up. They threw you something.
Yeah.
Right. Nolan Ryan's pitching, but he's pitching with his left hand. Can you? Right. Everything's changed. Right. It's the easiest loss you can think of. We're playing on the road.
On the road
against the best defensive team. Perhaps one of the
so
top
I hear.
3 or 4 greatest defensive players of all time staring at you.
Yeah.
And suddenly now my offensive line
right.
can block.
Mekhi Becton.
Mekhi Becton now is a Hall of Famer.
All of a sudden.
No one else can block Aaron Donald. Nobody. Nobody. Only Mekhi Becton can block him.
He had one hit on the quarterback yesterday.
Four tackles, one
hit on the quarterback.
Untouched.
Cleanest pocket imaginable.
17.
We've had him for 3 years. We've had this kid for 3 years through polio and mono and corona or whatever he got. Not a clean pocket in 36 games.
I shouldn't say that.
What? Why couldn't what?
Couldn't get COVID-19 as well. I mean, he caught everything else.
Yeah.
He caught everything else. I couldn't have.
It's insane. No, the painful thing about this is that, like, there's not going to be another Namath for you. And you've been waiting all these years for a Namath-like figure. And you even look back on Namath and, like, the history has not been kind to Namath's stats.
He hasn't aged very well.
No.
No, but in fairness, though, because the game in the evaluations of what the stats mean and all that.
Sure.
It's a different game now.
Sure. But hindsight's 2020.
But he was bigger than life then.
Yes.
There's no quarterback today that reached the levels that he reached.
Celebrity-wise.
Absolutely. He transcended. He was bigger than Mahomes would ever be.
And, you know, we root for the team in the greatest sports town in the world. And, like, celebrities thrive in New York. Starting quarterbacks thrive in New York. Eli Manning is a good quarterback, I think above average quarterback throughout his career. And he won 2 Super Bowls and he's an icon.
Right. And he's one of the Sims great ones. Yeah. Right? I mean, we've had winning quarterbacks.
Sure. Right. And we've been waiting. You've been waiting for 50 years.
We can't even stumble. Even by accident bump into a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, we trade up, we trade down, we trade across, we tried to sign, we threw all our money at Kirk Cousins, and he says no.
Sure.
It's not that we haven't tried.
Yeah.
We have tried.
We traded up for Darnold too. We gave up second round picks for that?
We traded up for Sanchez. This isn't the first time we've traded up. This is the only time we didn't have to trade up. We were already there.
Right, we were there. Right.
We didn't have to trade anything.
Yeah.
Just suck. Be who you are.
Just
I wasn't
suck.
Asking for. It wasn't that a inferior team came in.
Right.
And we were almost forced to beat them.
You're allowed to compete with Oakland. Like, I'm okay with you competing with Oakland. Now, it just so happened that our defensive coordinator was with the program and our head coach wasn't. Well, we fired the wrong guy, it turns out.
He had vision.
Vision. Right?
That's what we lacked. He had vision.
There's a guy that's just like, you know what? I thought we were in the business of winning. I thought, like, you know, I'm going to put bounties on the heads of players in the Super Bowl. And, like, he's a scumbag, but at least, like, I'm going to give the fans what they want. And that's cheating, lying, stealing, and throwing games for Trevor Lawrence.
And he knew that.
Yeah. And today, you listen to every Jet fan today. Is there a single Jet fan in the nation that's happy today?
Not one.
Is there a single person?
In fact, you really, I'm sure, suicide watch.
What's happening?
Gone up 30, 40%.
What's happening?
This is how bad. People don't realize that we were, and every week that went by, the anticipation grew.
Yeah.
I am planning a... catered.
You're not anymore.
Wow. How can I? It's like I said, I begin therapy next Wednesday. I go, there's a Willie clinic, right? A walking distance. And I have to go in and begin sharing my childhood.
Inpatient. You may have to be committed. Yeah.
Can someone talk to me? I need to
talk, no one to talk
a professional.
To. Right.
To walk me. And you know what? They're all going to say the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Just pick another team. Right? As if, right? Just pick another team.
Right. If it's causing you that much heartbreak and
just pick another
trauma.
Team.
Yeah.
So obviously, they're not qualified.
Right.
Right. I need to go to someone that's a sports psychologist.
Oh, that's a great job.
That can explain to me, like when Jordan Spieth blew up at Augusta.
Sure.
Can speak to that
when
Greg Norman blew a 6-shot lead at Augusta.
Yes.
I mean, that
Matt Ryan blew a 24-point lead or whatever.
Right.
The Patriots, yeah.
Right. That's the kind of professional I need to speak with.
Yeah. I don't think that professional exists. It's got to be the hardest
job
in America.
Well, you know what? Maybe someone should take that. I'm sure because the patients would be wrapped around the building.
Yeah.
Can you imagine these fans coming in, you know, a Cleveland Brown fan or a Chicago Cub fan, but now they got the world champion, but still, still.
Yeah. No, the Cubs fans are doing great today. The Cub fans are fine. You've lived long enough where Chicago Cub fans are less miserable than you. Think about that.
Yes.
You've lived long enough to feel more heartbreak than what you assumed at the time of your death would be the most miserable franchise in all of sports. And that would be a comfortable assumption to make. It's got to be the worst day, right? And what have you lived through? Two AFC championship losses back to back.
I lived through COVID.
Is this COVID, the worst day of the year?
COVID was easier.
No question. Yesterday was the worst day of the year.
Tell me to stay home. Yeah. That's my struggle. Stay home.
Right.
Don't go out to places where I don't want to go to when I'm only forced to go to when I have to go.
Boo-hoo.
Don't go.
I know.
You're shutting down things.
Don't have to go to Easter dinner.
You're shutting down the mall.
Big whoop.
You couldn't shut the mall any sooner than you should. You can shut it at noon.
I'll take 3 more years of COVID for 3 years of Trevor.
Oh, I'd sign now.
Sign me up.
If you told me,
give me it,
that you can have Trevor next year, but you need to endure, I don't know, pick a number, 24
give me
months.
Solitary. Put me in the hole. What do I care?
I gotta watch.
My head hurt yesterday. I didn't sleep last night. I'm telling you, I was up just tossing and turning. Like, it's that empty feeling I had, and I haven't been a Jet fan nearly as long as you, so I haven't had enough of these days.
I've had, but not to this degree.
Yes.
I've had days like this, but not to this degree.
The day where Ryan Fitzpatrick threw 4 picks against Buffalo and missed the playoffs by 1 game, even though we finished with 10 wins. That one hurt. I remember going to the movies, and I was just in a daze afterwards.
When we were, Vinny Testaverde broke his leg opening day.
Sure.
When we were the best team in the NFL with the best coach and the best coaching staff, which included Bill Belichick, by the way.
Yeah, for about 30 seconds.
That year, we were the best team in football, but that kind of put a damper on.
That was tough.
That was tough.
This is worse, though, I think.
Up 10-0 in the AFC Championship game against the Broncos, up 10-0. And people and players, reliable football players who never fumble, begin dropping fumble. Curtis Martin's just fumbling. And people, up 10-0. My brother calls me. I believe the Super Bowl was in Texas, I believe. This is a halftime, 10-0. You're talking
that
about.
That was your first mistake.
10-0.
That should not have crossed your mind yet. That's the worst jinx you could ever put on your franchise.
Brutal. So to understand the brutalness,
sure.
This is
among the worst, though.
Because it's going to affect me for the next 15 years.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be watching him on Jacksonville, and he's going to win Super Bowls with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He'll challenge Mahomes. I mean, he has to have the right coach. I still need the right.
It's a long time. Quarterbacks have a long career. Especially quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence have a long career.
He's going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. I know nothing about college. I've watched 3 Justin Fields games in my life. He looks terrible. What do you want them to do, honestly? And I know this is a ridiculously stupid question because you don't know. But what do you want them to do? If you were Joe Douglas,
they could move the franchise. They could start with that. If the Jets left and went to
the Portland Jets.
Portland. They can change the name.
Oklahoma City Jets.
Just go.
Whatever you want to be.
And then I would have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Just end the misery. Just end the history. Just shut it down. I bet you it's better than 50-50. If you took a poll today, would you want to end the franchise, fold it up and move it, or continue another 20 years? Definitely no Trevor and no hope of anyone. Maybe we could have grabbed Josh Allen. Obviously, we made a mistake, but that's what we do.
You don't say.
We make mistakes. This time,
Josh Allen would not be completing over 70% of his passes with us.
Probably not.
That's not happening if he was on our team.
So I think the franchise folding like the old Hartford Whalers.
Oh, sure.
Just shut it down.
Yeah.
There's no
maybe move to the XFL or something.
Go to
like do what they do in like European soccer. And if you're in last place, you're out of the league.
Out of the league.
Yeah.
Out of the league.
You haven't earned it. You're in the XFL now. You're in the Canadian Football League.
Just
you're moving to Winnipeg.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Would begin to heal.
So Justin Fields is not even a consideration right now. What's the over under on when you start talking yourself into Justin Fields?
Well, first of all, for me, you know, it'd be quick.
It's really quick.
What's
the over under where you are sending me?
It's 2 or 3 therapy sessions
where you are sending me Mel Kiper articles about Justin Fields. What's the over under on that?
Potential
3 weeks
could be better.
4 weeks
potentially better.
4.5 weeks where you start telling me how Justin Fields was throwing 70-yard bombs on his knees.
When I look at throw day,
okay. The combine is going to be really ugly this year.
The combine.
This is going to be bad.
Talking myself into every quarterback that shows up. Oh, he could be a possibility at number 2. Well, he's a possibility. No, blow it up.
Yeah.
Move the franchise. You have failed. All right? You have failed at deliver. You failed. You're a failure as a franchise. It's not like, are you the worst franchise? No, it's not. See, worst implies, okay, you can come back next year. They're not even good enough to say their worst comeback, end it, shut it down. You know, the business is not producing. What happens? You shut it down. You don't continue giving them more. Or let's keep them open. Let's prop them up. Let's keep them open. The other owners should take a vote. Shut it down.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, vote them out. Let's take a vote. Let's vote them out. Let's secede. I'm done.
A racist owner in L.A. can be forced to sell a team.
Yeah.
But an incompetent, heartbreaking franchise continues to do it year after year after year. What is that? Is that justice? Is that justice? When this franchise is causing as much pain and offense that anything some racist owner says.
Mm. Yeah.
He had to sell the team. The Jets should be forced to shut down. Or someone, the NFL take over.
Quite a take. That's quite a take from you.
There isn't something that would ease the pain. Actually, some of it's almost like you expect it, though.
I didn't expect this.
Oh, because they were 17-point.
I didn't expect this.
But we've been surprised.
A top five upset in the history of football.
Yeah, but would you be upset if they won week 17? Would that shock you?
No, that wouldn't.
And still lost them, Trevor?
I can deal with that. What I can't deal with is Aaron Donald getting one hit. Why was any competent football player on the field yesterday? That's what I want to know. Why was Mekhi Becton in that game? Why was Marcus May in that game?
Marcus May, the play of the season. What? The game.
Why was he in that game?
Game saving play.
That's what I don't understand. Like, NBA's allowed to do this.
Did somebody give him a memo? Did he get the memo?
NBA's just like load management. Kawhi Leonard, we're shutting him down. No one complains.
Day off. Right?
No one complains.
Put your third string quarterback.
The Knicks have been doing this for 15 years.
Sam had to play.
No. Say he got mono again.
Marcus May
the mono's back
to play.
Lie.
Becton had to play.
Lie.
Donald couldn't get 18 sacks yesterday.
Lie. Just lie. No one's complaining if you lie. Just make it up. Just make up an injury. Say Frank Gore, his calf's a little tender. Whatever. Who's complaining? Why is Joe Douglas not allowed to do that?
And Gore should be told, you're old. It's over. There's no legacy to save. It's okay to lose. You can lose with dignity. Just leave.
Yeah.
You don't have to try. Win one more. Oh, I can't. What did he say a few weeks ago?
I can't go out 0-16.
Why can't you?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Why can't you?
No one cares. This is what I don't get. No one cares if you go 0-16. All this crap about, oh, the pain that you feel for years, it follows you. Everyone always remembers the 0-16 teams. No, they don't. No, they don't.
The players forget that the minute they shower.
Yes.
They have forgotten the game.
No one cares.
They're on to next
week. If you lose the Super Bowl, people care.
People care if you're Atlanta and you're the best team in football and you have the MVP quarterback and you have this the golden boy offensive coordinator and you blow a 24-point lead in the Super Bowl. People will remember that for 50 years. No one cares if you're the Cleveland Browns going 0-16. No one cares. You saw the graphic yesterday. You know why they put the graphic up? Because no one remembered who the winless teams are.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have put the graphic
Otherwise,
up.
They wouldn't have needed to put the graphic up. We know what the biggest loss in Super Bowl history is. We don't need to be reminded of that with a graphic.
And meanwhile, can you explain to me the tie-breaking system?
No, I can't. I can't. I can't explain it to you.
Strength of schedule is the first tiebreaker?
I didn't know.
The only tiebreaker?
I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know it was a thing until last year. I didn't know. I assumed head-to-head matchup because I think the Giants were in the mix. This was during the Daniel Jones draft. And for some reason, they had a tiebreak over another team in that range. And it baffled me because I'm like, you do the tiebreak for the playoffs one way. Why not do the tiebreak for the draft?
It's just called consistency. That's all you're asking for. Yeah. You're not asking
That's all I'm asking for from everyone. I'm asking for consistency from Adam Gase, too. That's all.
And the Jets.
Just be you.
Just be you.
Just be you.
For three more games. You couldn't be you for three more games.
Yeah, no, they couldn't. They had to go out and break our hearts. All right. Well, this was fun. Thanks for this.
Again, it saved me one therapy session.
Yeah. Your hour's up. Send me your insurance.
Jeez. Yeah, it's a bit.
All right. That's the Jets. Thanks, Pop. All right. That is going to do it for one of the most infuriating podcasts I've ever had to do. I'm just very happy to get that off my chest, and I'm very happy for my father's sake that it is now off of his chest and we can hopefully move on as better people going forward in the world. I agree. Break it down. I am all in favor of just breaking it down. Forget Justin Fields entirely. I do want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, though. Besides Adam Gase, everyone else, Merry Christmas. Adam Gase, no. A very sad Christmas for you, sir. If you want more Christmas content, I'm not going to do my very Nico Christmas this year. I'm kind of winding this podcast down. And I kind of like sort of what this show has become. Just like every once in a while, if I want to get something off my chest that is unrelated to the other pods that I do, this is a safe space to do it and to experiment and have fun. But there is still plenty of Christmas content elsewhere on the site. Fantasy Book of the Month just wrapped up its year worth of podcasts. Go listen to that with Nick and the gang. 2 Cents Radio with Nick and Rob is a blast. We continue to do it mostly every week. Occasionally we'll miss here and there, but this week we're going to be doing a pre-Christmas episode. The Stocking Stuffing Spectacular on Why Is This a Thing is right around the corner, probably on Christmas Eve. When's Christmas? Friday? Yeah, so probably by Thursday that pod will be up. Our annual gift swap should be a blast. And a bunch of other Christmas-related podcasts on that feed. We just talked to our friend Catherine Alpin. She had a new movie that just came out called The Key to Christmas. We watched, reviewed it, and talked to her. Just yesterday, and that should be up actually by tomorrow. So check that out. And a bunch of other Hallmark movies and Christmas favorites. We broke them all down over on Why Is This a Thing. Movie Hall of Fame, same deal. Just subscribe to everything. Go to the website. On the sidebar, there's a little subscribe button that sends you to iTunes or whatever podcast provider you enjoy, and that Too Many Thoughts master feed will have each and every episode available at your convenience. Go check that out. I love you. Maybe I'll do one more before the end of the year, talking about the end of 2020 and what a strange and chaotic year it's been. So go to the website again, TooManyThoughtsMedia.com or TMT.media for more of this, whatever the hell this has been. Screw the Jets, screw Adam Gase, screw Sean McVay, but I do love you so very, very much, and come back next time because you know what happens then. Maybe finally, despite not getting a franchise quarterback, despite that 50-year wait that my father has had to endure, you may hear the story of Lord Steve, I hope.